Thank you for taking 10 minutes for commercial-free current events. This is CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus, and I'm glad to see you. We're kicking off the second week of our 2014-2015 coverage, and we're starting in Iraq. There was a battle going on as we put this show together. On one side, a terrorist group named ISIS that's trying to take control of Iraq. On the other, Kurdish forces representing a group of people who live in northern Iraq. They're supported by U.S. military airstrikes. And at the center of this battle, a dam near the Iraqi city of Mosul. It's Iraq's largest hydroelectric dam. It's on the Tigris River, and it's strategically important because ISIS extremists took control of it earlier this month. If the dam were to fail, experts say it could cause catastrophic flooding all the way to the Iraqi capital of Baghdad. We're going to spin the globe now to take you to South Korea. That's where Pope Francis, the leader of the Roman Catholic Church, spent the weekend. It was the first papal visit to South Korea in a quarter of a century. Roman Catholicism is the world's largest denomination of Christianity, but that's not the case among South Koreans. Most Christians there are Protestant. The Pope did speak to thousands of the country's young Catholics, though. He held a mass for Asian Youth Day and encouraged the faithful to live a simple and humble life. Pope Francis also held a mass to address peace and reconciliation. The Korean Peninsula is divided. The armistice that ended the fighting in 1953 never officially ended the Korean War. And North Korea fired missiles into the ocean just before the Pope arrived on the peninsula. So the Pope's prayers included peaceful relations between North and South Koreans.
Breaking away from his prepared speech on Friday, he delighted the young crowd.
Are you ready to say yes? Are you ready?
This is why Pope Francis came to South Korea. Only about 10% of the population is Catholic, but the church is growing fast. And across Asia, the congregation is young. Surrounding himself with Asian youth, there was, of course, the inevitable selfie, which the pontiff didn't seem to mind. His transport from the airport, a Kia hatchback. It had to be South Korean. The next day, another Kia, modified into a Popemobile. Though the open top and the wind proved a tricky combination.
May the Lord welcome the dead into his peace.
He offered words of sympathy and hope for the parents of schoolchildren killed in South Korea's recent ferry sinking, and for those who survived. Pope Francis is making speeches in English on this trip for the first time. Officials say he's been practicing so he can reach more people. He called for peace and reunification for the two Koreas.
From the Far East, we're jumping over to the central U.S., where a St. Louis, Missouri suburb was under curfew last night. Things in Ferguson have been unstable for more than a week now. On August 9th, a white police officer shot and killed an unarmed African-American man. But we don't know exactly what happened right before that. It looks like there was some sort of scuffle between the officer and 18-year-old Michael Brown. Witnesses say Brown was trying to surrender to police when he was shot. Police say Brown struggled with the officer and reached for his gun. Protests began after the shooting. Some of them have involved violence, looting, the burning of a convenience store. Last night's curfew was scheduled from midnight to 5 a.m. It wasn't the first one in recent days, but it had the same goal, aimed at helping restore calm to the troubled city.